This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 13th of July. Rain again played a role in today's county action, with the final day of Durham's match against Worcestershire completely abandoned, resulting in a draw at New Road. The second day of Sussex's match against Warwickshire at Edgbaston, and the third day between Gloucestershire and Essex at Cheltenham, were also abandoned without a ball bowled. At Uxbridge, 70 overs were possible on the third day, with Middlesex closing strongly on 239 for 2 against Nottinghamshire. Andrew Strauss ended unbeaten on 127 as he found form before next week's first test, and shared a second week partnership of 143 with captain Chris Rogers, who made 59. Middlesex lead by 8 runs going to the final day. Kevin Peterson smashed Lancashire's bowling attack to all parts during a breathtaking innings of 234 not out from just 190 balls on the third day at Guildford. The home side had lost Rory Burns' first ball as they replied to Lancashire's imposing 485 for 7 declared, but Peterson and Xander de Bruyn added 181 for the third wicket in the space of just 208 balls prior to the latter's departure for 94. When Lancashire asked before the match what their plans were for Peterson, they responded, perhaps partly in jest, that they would just throw the ball to left-arm spinner Simon Kerrigan, and that would be that. This plan proved flawed as Peterson pummeled him for 152 runs from his 23 overs. The England man brought up his century from 93 balls and his double century from 170 and took Surrey to stumps on 430 for 5. In Division 2, Joe Root was denied the opportunity to carry his bat only by a late declaration from Yorkshire skipper Phil Jakes on the penultimate day at Southampton. He ended with a majestic 222 not out from his 270 balls, as the visitors called an end to their innings immediately upon collecting their fourth bonus point. The defining partnership of Yorkshire's innings was the one for the eighth wicket between Root and Steve Patterson. A Dimitri Mascarene's double strike had reduced them to 108 for 6 at one stage, but their stand of 121, of which Patterson scored just 37, proved pivotal. Yorkshire's declaration left Hampshire's openers 12 overs to survive before stumps, which they did, reaching 39 without loss, as Steve Harmison sent down 4 wides in his first 5 overs for his new county.